This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hundreds of people protested in several cities around Iran on Saturday after the military admitted to mistakenly shooting down a civilian Ukrainian plane, killing all 176 people on board. AP's Ben Thomas has more on Iran's statement.
In an address broadcast by Iranian state TV, the head of the Revolutionary Guard's aerospace division said his forces were at the highest level of readiness after Iran launched a ballistic missile attack on military bases in Iraq housing U.S. troops. General Amir Ali Hajizadeh said his unit had requested several times that the country's airspace be cleared of all flights, but that didn't happen. He says the plane's crew did nothing wrong, but fearing a U.S. retaliatory strike, one of his officers mistook the plane for a cruise missile and made a bad decision to open fire. He says his unit takes full responsibility for the incident. I'm Ben Thomas.
In Tehran, protesters gathered near universities and called for the resignation of Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei and chanted, "Down with liars and death to dictators." Saturday's demonstrations come 2 months after Iran cracked down on massive anti-government protests brought about by an increase in the price of subsidized gasoline in November. Iran declined to release a death toll at the time, but Amnesty International said more than 300 people had been killed. Taiwanese voters re-elected incumbent President Tsai Ing-wen on Saturday with more than 57% of the vote. Shortly afterward, President Tsai said she would do her utmost to break a stalemate with Beijing. The government in Beijing considers Taiwan part of its own territory that must eventually unify with China. Taiwanese citizens say in surveys they prefer today's democratic autonomy over unification. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. El Salvador has passed a new law on internally displaced people that the UN Refugee Agency says will offer a new lease on life for tens of thousands of victims forcibly displaced by gang violence and organized crime. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the headquarters of the UN High Commissioner for Refugees in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency reports gang violence has forcibly displaced an estimated 71,500 Salvadorans between 2006 and 2016 within their own country. Over the last few years, the agency reports the malign grip of organized crime in El Salvador and other countries in Central America has sent an increasing number of people fleeing to the United States in search of protection. UNHCR spokeswoman Liz Throssell tells VOA internal displacement as a result of organized crime and criminal gangs continues to be an extremely serious problem in El Salvador and Honduras.
That's Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA from Geneva. Queen Elizabeth II ended 2019 with a public plea for global harmony after a rocky year. She's starting 2020 trying to heal disharmony within her own family in Great Britain after Prince Harry and his wife Meghan made the unexpected announcement that they will step back from their royal duties. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports from London.
As the British media went into meltdown, the royal matriarch moved quickly to take back control, ordering courtiers to sort out a future role for the couple within days. Elizabeth, who assumed the throne in 1952, has weathered family crisis before and is determined not to let her restless grandson and granddaughter in-law weaken the House of Windsor or undermine the monarchy. Representatives of the Queen, Harry and Meghan, Harry's father Prince Charles and older brother Prince William were holding talks over the couple's unorthodox declaration of independence. UK media reported that the Queen wants a solution found before Harry's next scheduled public appearance, a rugby event at Buckingham Palace next Thursday. Zaria Shackley, London.
At least four people have died as severe storms tore through parts of the southern United States. AP's Julie Walker has more.
The National Weather Service says an EF2 hurricane hit Bossier Parish, Louisiana, packing 135-mile-per-hour winds. It completely destroyed a mobile home, killing the elderly couple inside. Sheriff Julian Whittington says it's a sad day for his community.
The two victims were actually the in-laws of one of my deputies, so that makes it even closer to home.
Meteorologist Brandy Richardson with the National Weather Service says the worst is over.
We do have some more rain chances coming, but as far as any type of severe weather or anything like that, we're not looking at that.
She also says while there was a lot of flash flooding, rivers are receding. I'm Julie Walker.
You're listening to VOA News.